This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome, my friends, to the Marketplace of Ideas, otherwise known as At Your Service. Brad Young in with you for another hour, and phone lines will be open all hour. Whatever's on your mind, I would like to hear it. 314-436-7900. It's interesting, in the last hour, we had a pretty vigorous discussion about censorship, about those on the left. 57%, according to a recent poll, are in favor of censorship on social media platforms, on entertainment platforms, based upon politics, essentially, based upon if they believe, if those in the majority, 57%, believe that someone is putting out information that's wrong, incorrect, or perhaps objectionable, then at that point, it should be censored. And it's interesting. I looked this up today because Joe Rogan is being primarily punished. Again, he's the new Donald Trump from my perspective, that people are blaming him for all kinds of things because he's popular. And most of the folks, as genius, in-house genius Matt Pajeski noticed, that most folks who are complaining against Joe Rogan have never listened to Joe Rogan. But the objections are, and the idea is, he should be taken off of social media. He should be taken off of Spotify. He should be deplatformed because of the things he does, including, most recently, his use of the N-word. So he should be taken off of Spotify because he has a history of using the N-word. Well, it's interesting. I looked this up, and right now on Spotify, of course, Joe Rogan's a big deal, but right now on Spotify, you've got sex traffickers, rapists, and anti-Semites who are on Spotify with there's no protests, there's no calls for them to be deplatformed. And I'm not just using hyperbole here. Look at R&B legend R. Kelly. He's been convicted of sex trafficking, and he's been convicted of having relations with underage girls. He's still on Spotify. No one's calling for him to be deplatformed. So he's still on there. Also, famed glam rocker and convicted pedophile Gary Glitter, he's on there. And if you heard his song, he's got one hit. It's called Rock and Roll Part 2. If you've ever seen a sports program, you've heard Rock and Roll Part 2. He's been convicted of of having relations with minors. He was convicted of possession and distribution of child pornography. And he was even convicted of raping underage girls in Vietnam. He's still on Spotify. He's still making money from Spotify. No one's calling for Gary Glitter to be taken off or deplatformed. And Louis Farrakhan, the founder of the Nation of Islam, militant black supremacist, completely an anti-Semite, doesn't try to hide it in any way. He's got a program on Spotify. No one's calling for Louis Farrakhan to be removed. So it's interesting that there's this uproar over Joe Rogan because, oh my goodness, he might say something that's incorrect. He might be conservative. He might have used the N-word, but apparently there's no problems with sex traffickers, child rapists, and anti-Semites. Oh, they're okay on Spotify. We're not going to be upset about that. But Joe Rogan, oh boy, we got to get rid of him. And to me, talk about your priorities. And that to me is unfathomable that folks can be upset about Joe Rogan and not about these other things. Hey, Paul's been holding for a while. Paul, welcome to Camo X.
Thank you. I would like to know what the ratio might be between people who agree with mandates and disagree with mandates, regardless of whether they're vaccinated or not. Another thing I'd like to mention, most liberals are in favor of your right for free speech until you disagree with them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And then we have to start setting police cars on fire.
That's true. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Paul's right in that talking about the percentage of people who are against mandates. And listen, I've said this many times, but I feel the need to say it again just so you know my perspective. I am not anti-vaccine. I've had both vaccines. I even drove to Sikeston, Missouri twice to get my initial shots. And of course, I stopped in at Lambert's both times, my wife and I, because we had to get some throat rolls. But I've been vaccinated. I'm not against vaccines. I've got masks in my car. And when I go into stores, I'll wear masks because I don't want to make a scene. So I'm not opposed to those things. But what I am opposed to is what's called tyranny. And I'm not being hyperbolic here. Tyranny is the use of government power beyond its authority to do so. And when, just like when President Biden tried to issue a vaccine mandate through OSHA, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3, he did not have the constitutional authority to do that. Folks, that's called tyranny. Because if the government can exercise new powers during an emergency, then there will always be an emergency. Always there will be an emergency. If you turn on any news channel at any time, what do you see? Breaking news, breaking news. Well, if breaking news is always breaking, is it really breaking news? But that's the way it would be with the government if we allow the government to exercise total control during a time of emergency. Folks, we'll always have an emergency. Hey, when we come back, I've got some more examples of how free speech is really under attack in America in so many circles, despite the fact that freedom of speech is supposed to be one of our paramount freedoms, but apparently it's a freedom that's fleeting. 314-436-7900, at your service, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We're talking about free speech issues in America today, and I never really thought, growing up as a kid, even being in law school, I never truly thought that free speech would be under attack in our country. I mean, I always assumed that free speech could flourish. And I remember studying in law school how the American Civil Liberties Union in the 1970s went to court to protect the rights of a white supremacist to speak and to march in Skokie, Illinois, which is a predominantly Jewish community. Now, the ACLU didn't support the views of the white supremacist. The ACLU said, "We detest everything this man has to say, but we support his right to say it because free speech is paramount." I don't know that the ACLU would take that position today. Okay, I do know. I know that they would not take that position today. And yet, to me, that is the quintessential position of saying, "I disagree with you, but I support your right to speak." And yet today, 57% of self-described liberals say social media should be censored. And to me, that's outrageous. Because I'll tell you what's going to be censored. It's going to be conservative speech. Now, there's a lot of stuff that's out there that I don't agree with. I was on a talk show. I was a guest on a talk show on another station, and it was kicked off of YouTube because of something that somebody else said. And I didn't say it, and then it was kicked off of YouTube for it. So there's a lot of crazy things that are being said out there. But the inherent problem with censorship and the reason why the framers of our Constitution were so passionate about making free speech free, that's why it's the First Amendment, is because they knew that if whoever controls speech controls thought, controls ideas, and those should not be controlled. They should be free to flourish and grow and prosper. And in that marketplace of ideas, good ideas should eventually win out. Bad ideas should not. But here's an example of how governments are, even governments, not just private tech companies, but even governments are using their authority to try to trample free speech. In North Carolina, there's a congressman there. I'm not familiar with him, but he's Representative Madison Cawthorn, Republican from North Carolina. The North Carolina Elections Board declared this week that it has the power to prevent Representative Congressman Madison Cawthorn from running for re-election, that they have the power to stop him from running for office. Why? Well, they claim, and I'm going to link this up with something else here before this segment is over, this North Carolina Elections Board says they have the power to do that under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. Now, what does that say? Well, Section 3 to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution says no person shall be a senator or a representative in Congress or an elector of president and vice president or hold any office under the United States who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States to support the Constitution, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. So what does that say in plain language? Section 3 of the 14th Amendment was passed after the Civil War, and it says if you supported a rebellion or an insurrection against the United States, you cannot hold a position in Congress or in the presidency. So they're saying that he cannot run for re-election in Congress. Now, this is going to be challenged in court, and I think he will prevail. But I mention this because this is 100% precisely the entire function and purpose of the January 6th committee, insurrection committee in Washington, D.C. The foregone conclusion and its entire reason for being is to declare Donald Trump as an insurrectionist. Now, how many times, if you watch mainstream news, how many times have you seen the word insurrection used? Countless. Countless times when the January 6th riot is discussed. Now, I've said publicly many times that the folks involved with the January 6th riot should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and they are. But guess what they're being prosecuted for? They're not being prosecuted for insurrection, because insurrection is actually a crime under federal law. So if these people were insurrectionists, why aren't they being prosecuted for insurrection? Because the definition of insurrection is attempting to overthrow the government of the United States. And you cannot overthrow the government of the United States with a bunch of guys waving flags and a dude in a Viking helmet. That is not what you need to overthrow the government. In fact, what the drafters of the 14th Amendment had in mind was an insurrection that killed 750,000, primarily men, but men and women in combat and in civilian deaths. They formed a Confederate government. They issued their own currency. They created their own army. They had their own diplomatic missions to foreign countries. Folks, that's an insurrection. An insurrection is not a protest that gets out of hand. If that was the case, then why hasn't every single Black Lives Matter protester been convicted of an insurrection? They were lighting buildings on fire. Captain David Dorn in St. Louis gave his life protecting people and property during a riot where people were killed, where stores were looted, where buildings were burned to the ground. Oh, that's not an insurrection. But some windows being broken on the Capitol Hill and people taking inappropriate photographs in the positions of power in our capital of our country, they're insurrectionists? No, they're not. They're rioters. They're lawbreakers. I don't support what they did, and I'm glad they're being prosecuted, but they're being prosecuted for trespassing, not insurrection. So the whole point of the January 6th committee is to make sure that we prevent Donald Trump from being president again. I'm no big fan of Donald Trump. He is a populist, not a conservative. I'm a conservative. I love his picks for the Supreme Court. I liked a lot of things that Donald Trump did, but I am not an always Trumper. I am not. And yet I have to stand up when I see that he is being silenced and attempting to be silenced because of the content of his speech, which goes exactly against the Constitution. Exactly against the Constitution. That is not what it was designed to do. And what's interesting is when you talk about free speech, one of the ways that our free speech is protected in this country is by the police. Police, because we do have police, I think if the police would have been a larger presence during that January 6th incident, there wouldn't have been a riot at all. because the police could have helped keep that in check. Unlike all of the riots and buildings that were burned during the Black Lives Matter protests, because the police just stood back and let them do that. But Cori Bush said just today, Cori Bush said that that she's never going to stop using the phrase defund the police. Because if you think that January 6th was anarchy, folks, what kind of anarchy would we have if we had no police? What kind of anarchy would we have and riots would we have if the police did not do their job? I thank police officers as often as I can. Many times, and I should do it more often, if when I'm in restaurants or and I see a police officer getting his or her lunch, many occasions I've bought their lunch. Not often enough, and I should do it more as a way of saying, thank you. You put your life on the line so that we can live in a sort of free country. You know, I've got this mug. I've got this coffee mug at my office. And it's interesting. You've seen these before, similar types of mugs. But this is called a Vanishing Civil Liberties mug, our Vanishing Civil Liberties mug. And when you and it's got a picture of the Constitution on it. And when you pour coffee into this mug, the Constitution, the each amendment disappears as the mug gets warmer. And I thought, yeah, that's all we have. And because the first one to go is freedom of speech. And apparently Cori Bush wants that to go even faster, because that's what certainly would happen if we defund the police. And just to show you that this January 6th and all of these activities are simply about maintaining power by the Democrat Party. When we come back from this break, I will give you a concrete example from Nancy Pelosi herself on how hyperbole is trying to, she's trying to use hyperbole to keep Democrats in power. Brad Young at your service. We'll be right back. Is Nancy Pelosi? I'm not really sure, but perhaps maybe she could give us some insight. I think the 14th Amendment was passed in 1870. Maybe Nancy Pelosi can tell us what they were thinking when they passed the 14th Amendment. She may have been there around then. I'm not really sure. I'll have to check with her staff. But one thing I do know is that Nancy Pelosi sent out an email just on Tuesday this week. And this was a fundraising email. I saw an actual picture of it online from someone that I follow, who I follow very closely. And they've signed up for these emails from Nancy Pelosi. And so they took a picture of it. And this is verbatim. I edited this because it's way too long. But here's exactly what the email says from Nancy Pelosi. "This is the most important email I have ever sent you." I wonder, I wonder how many emails she sent that said that very same thing. "This is the most important email I've sent you since, well, since the last email I sent you." But here's what it says. Quote, "I've watched Republicans launch 400 plus voter suppression bills nationwide to keep Democrats from ever winning another election." False. Quote, "Now MSNBC just warned that if we lose our democracy in this election, we are unlikely to get it back during our lifetimes." Wrong. "I cannot overstate the severity of this situation. If we want any chance of saving our democracy, saving our majorities, and stopping Republicans from barging back to power," and then it goes on to say, you know, send me some money. So the point is, and this is the phrase I want to key in on, is that she says MSNBC warned that if we lose our democracy in this election, we are unlikely to get it back during our lifetimes. And so I wondered, as in so many instances, it seems as if there's collusion between the liberals in Washington, D.C. and those at the major TV networks. Because I oftentimes will pick up phrases, words and phrases that are repeated over and over and over again between multiple members of the media and multiple members of Congress, always Democrats. And I always wonder, is there collusion? Do they like have some kind of a secret social media platform, something like of Stalin Forever or something. I don't know what they would call it, but where they kind of get together in this back room and discuss how they're going to coordinate their responses. Because it only took me a few minutes of editing, and I found this is just from the last few weeks of what we've heard, a steady stream of the same messaging coming from left-wing media.
If the Democrats fail, it might be the end of American democracy.
I think we're one election away from the end of American democracy.
If they take over in 2022, that is the end of democracy, and we're going to have authoritarianism.
I hope that we can flip this and save democracy. If we can't, I gotta believe that fascism will take over in America, and that will be the death of democracy.
The potential death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy as we know it.
This protest now is not simply about the death of George Floyd. It's about the death of American democracy, decency, and humanity.
I'm sad to say that it also can lead to the diminishment of democracy. Democracy, if not its death.
It almost feels like we are witnessing the death of democracy here.
The death of democracy line stood out to me, Jonathan, because I think that's just factually correct.
Kind of the end of democracy, at least the end of our democracy.
The return of Donald Trump to the White House could spell the end of democracy in America.
We could have a Trump.
I've got another like a minute and a half of this where it's just over and over. And these are things I found from multiple sources. Always left media using the exact same phrase, and I hope you caught it, the end of democracy, the death of democracy, over and over and over again. And so this is the reason why I wanted you to hear this, because if you have the perspective, if you have the mindset, if right now, if you're hearing this and you're saying, yeah, you know what, if Donald Trump does win, if the Republicans take over the House and the Senate in November of this year, it will be the death of democracy. If that's your perspective, I'm not going to mock you for it. In fact, if you want to challenge me on it, 314-436-7900, I would love to hear from you. But if that is your perspective, that this is the death of democracy if Republicans come to power, then doesn't it make it easy to understand why 57% of liberals in America are in favor of censorship, of content-based censorship? Now, carry with me on this. I'm not using this to belittle or to mock or to put down someone who believes this. I'm just linking two things together to help you understand the mindset. Because if you truly believe that conservatism or Republicans, if they come to power, it's the death of democracy. If that's your belief system, then of course you would support. Of course you would support censorship of communications. Of course you would support the deplatforming of Joe Rogan. Of course you would support kicking Donald Trump off of Twitter when he was the president of the United States, the most political position on the planet. But we're not going to allow him to exercise that speech on this platform. Of course, you would support saying we don't want those thoughts and ideas to be discussed publicly because that would result in what? The death of democracy. The end of democracy. So I'm trying to bring it full circle for you so that you can understand the mindset of those who are afraid of the marketplace of ideas, of those who are afraid of engaging in philosophical or moral or value-based discussions, because it's far easier to say, my tribe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
How old is Nancy Pelosi? I'm not really sure, but perhaps maybe she could give us some insight. I think the 14th Amendment was passed in 1870. Maybe Nancy Pelosi can tell us what they were thinking when they passed the 14th Amendment. She may have been there around then. I'm not really sure. I'll have to check with her staff. But one thing I do know is that Nancy Pelosi sent out an email just on Tuesday this week. And this was a fundraising email. I saw an actual picture of it online from someone that I follow, who I follow very closely. And they've signed up for these emails from Nancy Pelosi. And so they took a picture of it. And this is verbatim. I edited this because it's way too long. But here's exactly what the email says from Nancy Pelosi. "This is the most important email I have ever sent you." I wonder how many emails she sent that said that very same thing. "This is the most important email I've sent you since the last email I sent you." But here's what it says. Quote, "I've watched Republicans launch 400 plus voter suppression bills nationwide to keep Democrats from ever winning another election." False. Quote, "Now MSNBC just warned that if we lose our democracy in this election, we are unlikely to get it back during our lifetimes." Wrong. "I cannot overstate the severity of this situation. If we want any chance of saving our democracy, saving our majorities, and stopping Republicans from barging back to power," and then it goes on to say, you know, "send me some money." So the point is, and this is the phrase I want to key in on, is that she says MSNBC warned that if we lose our democracy in this election, we are unlikely to get it back during our lifetimes. And so I wondered, as in so many instances, it seems as if there's collusion between the liberals in Washington, D.C. and those at the major TV networks. Because I oftentimes will pick up phrases, words and phrases that are repeated over and over and over again between multiple members of the media and multiple members of Congress, always Democrats. And I always wonder, is there collusion? Do they have some kind of a secret social media platform, something like Stalin Forever or something? I don't know what they would call it, but where they kind of get together in this back room and discuss how they're going to coordinate their responses, because it only took me a few minutes of editing and I found this is just from the last few weeks of what we've heard, a steady stream of the same messaging coming from left-wing media.
If the Democrats fail, it might be the end of American democracy.
I think we're one election away from the end of American democracy.
If they take over in 2022, that is the end of democracy, and we're going to have authoritarianism.
I hope that we can flip this and save democracy. If we can't, I gotta believe that fascism will take over in America, and that will be the death of democracy.
The potential death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy as we know it.
This protest now is not simply about the death of George Floyd. It's about the death of American democracy, decency, and humanity.
I'm sad to say that it also can lead to the diminishment of democracy. If not its death.
It almost feels like we are witnessing the death of democracy here.
The death of democracy line stood out to me, Jonathan, because I think that's just factually correct.
Kind of the end of democracy, at least the end of our democracy.
The return of Donald Trump to the White House could spell the end of democracy in America.
We could have a Trump.
I've got another like a minute and a half of this where it's just over and over. And these are things I found from multiple sources, always left media, using the exact same phrase, and I hope you caught it, the end of democracy, the death of democracy, over and over and over again. And so this is the reason why I wanted you to hear this, because if you have the perspective, if you have the mindset, if right now, if you're hearing this and you're saying, yeah, you know what, if Donald Trump does win, if the Republicans take over the House and the Senate in November of this year, it will be the death of democracy. If that's your perspective, I'm not going to mock you for it. In fact, if you want to challenge me on it, 314-436-7900, I would love to hear from you. But if that is your perspective, that this is the death of democracy if Republicans come to power, then doesn't it make it easy to understand why 57% of liberals in America are in favor of censorship, of content-based censorship? Now, carry with me on this. I'm not using this to belittle or to mock or to put down someone who believes this. I'm just linking two things together to help you understand the mindset. Because if you truly believe that conservatism or Republicans, if they come to power, it's the death of democracy. If that's your belief system, then of course you would support. Of course you would support censorship of communications. Of course you would support the deplatforming of Joe Rogan. Of course you would support kicking Donald Trump off of Twitter when he was the president of the United States, the most political position on the planet. But we're not going to allow him to exercise that speech on this platform. Of course, you would support saying we don't want those thoughts and ideas to be discussed publicly because that would result in what? The death of democracy. The end of democracy. So I'm trying to bring it full circle for you so that you can understand the mindset of those who are afraid of the marketplace of ideas, of those who are afraid of engaging in philosophical or moral or value-based discussions, because it's far easier to say my tribe is the good guys and your tribe is evil. That's far easier to do because you don't have to engage in that marketplace of ideas by simply labeling the views of the other party, the other person, the people you disagree with, by simply labeling them as destructive and will result in the end of democracy, then you don't have to discuss the merits of those ideas. In other words, you don't have to have a conversation about how would our country be impacted by a flat tax. Does it matter? I don't want to hear it. Your ideas are evil and will result in the end of democracy. Let's discuss this idea of whether it's okay to discriminate against Asian Americans who are applying at Harvard University and North Carolina University and other universities across this country. Let's discuss whether it's okay from a value perspective to discriminate against Asian Americans in favor of promoting other minorities. Nope, we can't discuss that idea. If your views are promulgated and supported, it will be the death of democracy. You see how that's used? That's actually a form of debate that's used when you don't want to debate the merits. That's a form of debate that's used to categorize and label the views of your opponent as evil so you don't have to discuss the value or the merits of those ideas. So that's why I'm trying to share this with you. So when you hear liberals in America, 57% of them, I think the number is probably higher, but that's what the polling data shows, so I'll stick with it. But they're okay with censorship. You know, just last week, it may have been 2 weeks ago if you're going to fact check me, but the Surgeon General of the United States, and before I make this point, let me point out, of course, legally, the First Amendment only protects freedom of speech from being punished by the government. So if you are exercising your speech and you're punished by the government for the content of your speech, that violates the First Amendment for the federal government. And it violates the 14th Amendment by extension to all the states. Okay? So if Facebook is a private company, they're not technically bound by the First Amendment. It's okay. Twitter, not bound by the First Amendment. They can discriminate based upon the content of speech, and they do so daily. All right, fair enough. But what happens when you've got the Surgeon General of the United States, about 2 weeks ago, maybe 10 days ago, came out publicly and said Spotify should remove Joe Rogan from their platform because of the content of his speech. So if the federal government was directing Spotify to remove Joe Rogan, folks, that's censorship by a government in violation of the First Amendment. And you think, Brad, you're taking this too far. But have you ever heard the phrase under color of law? Under color of law. That's a phrase that's used. It's got a couple of different meanings, but in the context in which I'm discussing it. And I'm going to give you this example. If two guys are sharing an apartment, they don't have a relationship with each other. They're just sharing an apartment. One has one room, one has the other. And the police believe that party A in this apartment is distributing illegal drugs. And so the cops don't have a warrant. They can't go in and search. So the cops go to the other guy, party B, who still lives in the apartment. They say, hey, look, I don't have a warrant. I can't search this apartment, but I want you to go in and search for us and bring us whatever you find. And so the other guy goes in. He finds pounds and pounds of cocaine. He brings it out, and the other roommate is arrested. Those drugs are going to be excluded because the roommate is acting under color of law. He's acting at the direction of the police. And if a private citizen acts at the direction of the police, they're acting under color of law. And when they do so, they're bound by the First Amendment, just as if they were members of the government themselves. How is that any different than the Surgeon General telling Spotify to remove Joe Rogan from the airwaves? He's acting as an agent of the federal government, directing a private company of Spotify to violate Joe Rogan's rights under the First Amendment because he will be silenced and censured based upon the content of his speech. It's not hyperbole. It's a perfect example. And so I question the legitimacy and the goodness of a government that's in favor of squelching speech based upon its content. And you heard it across, and I can play another 90 seconds of it, of the liberal media acting in conjunction with the federal government, in conjunction with Nancy Pelosi herself, stating that if Republicans win this election in 2022, it will result in the end of our democracy. That's how squelching of freedom of speech begins and is empowered. Hey, we got to take a break. One more segment here on KMOX. We'll be right back. Hey, we're rounding the corner here on At Your Service with Brad Young. And earlier in the show, I was talking about bad Valentine's Day presents. And two of them I forgot to mention because I actually saw an ad for this. This was a couple of years ago. It wasn't recently, but I saw an ad online. And the reason why it caught my eye is because it was phrased as the perfect Valentine's Day present or the perfect Valentine's Day gift idea. I'm like, oh, okay, let's see what they have to say. It was an ad for a prearranged funeral. And I thought, how is that the ideal Valentine's Day present? Hey, honey, I love you so much. I want you to die. And I want to make sure that it doesn't cost me a fortune when you do die. And that's not my idea of a great Valentine's Day present. And this is just a word of advice. Listen, I've been married a while. I don't know all the answers. I make mistakes on a daily basis when it comes to relationships. But here's one thing I do know. If you're going to buy a Valentine's Day present at the last minute, don't buy anything from a gas station. Okay, there is nothing in a gas station, nothing that will make a good Valentine's Day present. And how do I know? Well, thankfully, I've never done it, but I do know of guys who have bought presents at a gas station on their way to pick up their significant others, and it doesn't. There is no part of that that's going to go well. No part, zero, nada of that is going to work. So don't try to, we rationalize to ourselves. We try to talk ourselves into, hey, maybe this gift card from Shell would be a really good Valentine's Day present. No, there's nothing from a gas station that's going to work. But you know who's got some great ideas about Valentine's Day? Kevin Killeen, our own Kevin Killeen. He's now being nationally recognized for his wit and wisdom. Here's what Kevin had to say about Valentine's Day preparations.
Every year, my heart's pounding real fast because it's a couple of days on and we don't have the line out the door. And just like clockwork, every day, every year, the 12th, 13th, and 14th, it's just literally pandemonium here.
At Riley's Florist at 1705 South 7th Street in Soulard, owner Riley Goodwin says when it comes to the Valentine's rush, he has seen it all.
There was a love triangle going on. He had this person in his life, but he also had another person in his life, and he was fit to be tied. He wanted to give this person one thing and this person, and he was just outrageous in the worst of ways.
And he has two love interests, and he comes at the last minute.
Uh-huh.
What does that tell you?
I don't know. That would say that he wasn't prepared, or he should downsize.
Do you ever find a bouquet of flowers with a tarantula in it or anything that came up?
Oh, my gosh. That does happen. Not spiders so much. Joni, what was the weirdest thing you ever found?
A lizard.
We had a lizard last year. That was kind of cool. I love the lizard.
So you found that before it went to the customer?
We did find that before it went to the customer. I think
Wouldn't that have been something if some woman opened that up and there's a lizard?
One time we did find, I don't even want to say it, but we did find
it. What'd you find?
It never made it to the customer, thank goodness for that. And we opened up a box of Leatherly from South America, actually. That came from Colombia, South America, and there was a snake in there.
Ooh. What'd you do with the snake?
Nearly died. We just put it in a jar and then took it somewhere and turned it loose. So.
Right, one more thing. Tell me a happy story where love is triumphant because of you are there for the flowers and the candy.
I think 2 years ago was one of the coolest things ever. There was a water tower over in Tower Grove Park, somewhere in that area right on Grand. There's this big, huge water tower, and there's like 600 steps or however many steps, and this gentleman was proposing to his fiance. And we had to carry up mountains of balloons and roses and rose petals and set this whole thing up on Valentine's Day. It was the coolest thing ever. If you go to Google and Google Riley's Florist, you'll be able to see photographs of that. That was probably the most romantic thing ever. And she said yes, by the way.
That's owner Riley Goodwin of Riley's Florist on South 7th in Soulard, just south of downtown. With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Don't you love Kevin Killeen? I even texted him this week. He's finally gotten some national recognition because he did a whole nother story piece. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago about how February is the worst month of the year. And it went viral this week. And I didn't track down how it went viral, but there were multiple stories nationwide about Kevin Killeen and how funny his his analysis was of the month of February. So we've known that. That's something all of St. Louis loves, Kevin Killeen. And so I'm glad he could share with his thoughts on Valentine's Day preparation. I've got two more suggestions for you about Valentine's Day. Sometimes going to see a movie is great. My wife and I love to see movies. Not afraid to go to the theater, although, frankly, last few times we've gone, it's kind of like our basement. I mean, there's just like four people in the entire theater. In fact, apparently the only movies that are making any money these days are Spider-Man movies. Anything else, it's just not working. But here's one suggestion. If you take your wife out for a movie, don't take her to see Jackass the movie. Don't, that is not a romantic movie when they're doing stupid idiot stuff that only guys would find funny. That's not gonna work. And the other thing is, I think I've already mentioned this, but I actually did hear about it. Jumper cables. I know of an instance of someone giving jumper cables. And as I mentioned earlier, my father-in-law gave my mother-in-law a mop and a bucket. None of those things work, guys. Okay? I can't necessarily tell you what will work, but I can tell you what won't work. And at the top of the list is that one-year membership in Weight Watchers. Folks, that is a non-starter. Don't even consider it. Because if you do, you'll be renting out my basement, which, you know, I've got a pull-out couch in my basement, and I'll give it to you for a good price. Brad Young at your service tonight. Don't forget to stick around. We've got the Dave Glover Show coming up at 10 o'clock, the Dave Glover Rewind, Best of Dave Glover. That'll be from 10 to 11, so make sure you catch that on KMOX, the voice of St. Louis. Hey, we're rounding the corner here on At Your Service with Brad Young. And earlier in the show, I was talking about bad Valentine's Day presents. And two of them I forgot to mention because I actually saw an ad for this. This was a couple of years ago. It wasn't recently, but I saw an ad online. And the reason why it caught my eye is because it was phrased as the perfect Valentine's Day present, or the perfect Valentine's Day gift idea. I'm like, oh, okay, let's see what they have to say. It was an ad for a prearranged funeral. And I thought, how is that the ideal Valentine's Day present? Hey, honey, I love you so much. I want you to die. And I want to make sure that it doesn't cost me a fortune when you do die. That's not my idea of a great Valentine's Day present, and this is just a word of advice. Listen, I've been married a while. I don't know all the answers. I make mistakes on a daily basis when it comes to relationships. But here's one thing I do know: if you're gonna buy a Valentine's Day present at the last minute, don't buy anything from a gas station. Okay, there is nothing in a gas station, nothing that will make a good Valentine's Day present. And how do I know? Well, thankfully, I've never done it, but I do know of guys who have bought presents at a gas station on their way to pick up their significant others, and it doesn't. There is no part of that that's going to go well. No part, zero, nada of that is going to work. So don't try to. We rationalize to ourselves. We try to talk ourselves into, hey, maybe this gift card from Shell would be a really good Valentine's Day present. No, there's nothing from a gas station that's going to work. But you know who's got some great ideas about Valentine's Day? Kevin Killeen, our own Kevin Killeen. He's now being nationally recognized for his wit and wisdom. Here's what Kevin had to say about Valentine's Day preparations.
Every year, my heart's pounding real fast because it's a couple of days on and we don't have the line out the door. And just like clockwork, every day, every year, the 12th, 13th, and 14th, it's just literally pandemonium here.
At Riley's Florist at 1705 South 7th Street in Soulard, owner Riley Goodwin says when it comes to the Valentine's rush, he has seen it all.
There was a love triangle going on. He had this person in his life, but he also had another person in his life, and he was fit to be tied. He wanted to give this person one thing and this person, and he was just outrageous in the worst of ways.
And he has two love interests, and he comes at the last minute.
Uh-huh.
What does that tell you?
I don't know. That would say that he wasn't prepared, or he should downsize.
Do you ever find a bouquet of flowers with a tarantula in it or anything that came up?
Oh, my gosh. That does happen. Not spiders so much. Joni, what was the weirdest thing you ever found?
A lizard.
We had a lizard last year. That was kind of cool. I love the lizard.
So you found that before it went to the customer?
We did find that before it went to the customer. I think
Wouldn't that have been something if some woman opened that up and there's a lizard?
One time we did find, I don't even want to say it, but we did find
it. What'd you find?
It never made it to the customer, thank goodness for that. And we opened up a box of Leatherly from South America, actually, that came from Colombia, South America, and there was a snake in there.
Ooh. What'd you do with the snake?
Nearly died. We just put it in a jar and then took it somewhere and turned it loose. So.
Right, one more thing. Tell me a happy story where love is triumphant because of you are there for the flowers and the candy.
I think 2 years ago was one of the coolest things ever. There was a water tower over in Tower Grove Park, somewhere in that area right on Grand. There's this big, huge water tower, and there's like 600 steps or however many steps. And this gentleman was proposing to his fiance, and we had to carry up mountains of balloons and roses and rose petals and set this whole thing up on Valentine's Day. It was the coolest thing ever. If you go to Google and Google Riley's Florist, you'll be able to see photographs of that. That was probably the most romantic thing ever. And she said yes, by the way.
That's owner Riley Goodwin of Riley's Florist on South 7th in Soulard, just south of downtown. With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Don't you love Kevin Killeen? I even texted him this week. He's finally gotten some national recognition because he did a whole nother story piece. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago about how February is the worst month of the year. And it went viral this week, and I didn't track down how it went viral, but there were multiple stories nationwide about Kevin Killeen and how funny his analysis was of the month of February. So we've known that. That's something all of St. Louis loves, Kevin Killeen, and so I'm glad he could share with his thoughts on Valentine's Day preparation. I've got two more suggestions for you about Valentine's Day. Sometimes going to see a movie is great. My wife and I love to see movies. Not afraid to go to the theater, although, frankly, last few times we've gone, it's kind of like our basement. I mean, there's just like four people in the entire theater. In fact, apparently the only movies that are making any money these days are Spider-Man movies. Anything else, it's just not working. But here's one suggestion. If you take your wife out for a movie, don't take her to see Jackass the movie. Don't, that is not a romantic movie when they're doing stupid idiot stuff that only guys would find funny. That's not gonna work. And the other thing is, I think I've already mentioned this, but I actually did hear about it. Jumper cables. I know of an instance of someone giving jumper cables. And as I mentioned earlier, my father-in-law gave my mother-in-law a mop and a bucket. None of those things work, guys. Okay? I can't necessarily tell you what will work, but I can tell you what won't work. And at the top of the list is that one-year membership in Weight Watchers. Folks, that is a non-starter. Don't even consider it. Because if you do, you'll be renting out my basement, which, you know, I've got a pull-out couch in my basement, and I'll give it to you for a good price. Brad Young at your service tonight. Don't forget to stick around. We've got the Dave Glover Show coming up at 10 o'clock, the Dave Glover Rewind, Best of Dave Glover. That'll be from 10 to 11, so make sure you catch that on KMOX, the voice of St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.